And my salvation, whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom then will I be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? O Lord, you're my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Well, for today, I want to look at the 30th chapter of the book of Proverbs, Proverb 30. You know there are 31 Proverbs, so there's one in a month like July, one for every day. Kathy and I have been using that for our devotional material. And it's very beneficial, I think, because there's a tremendous amount of wisdom when we think about the fact of where did this all come from. You know, the Lord shared it with Solomon and others. Tremendous wisdom that we can get from that. And I wonder if somebody was to read the book of Proverbs over and over again, what would actually happen to them. There's such profound wisdom there. So there are 33 verses, so we who are going to be reading today will each read
eight verses and one read nine.
Yeah, very good. So why don't you start, Sean?
I'm reading from the English Standard Version, Proverbs chapter 30, verses 1 to 8. The words of Agur, son of Jetha, the oracle. The man declares, I am weary, O God. I am weary, O God, and worn out. Surely I am too stupid to be a man, but I have not the understanding of a man. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I knowledge of the Holy One. I was ascended to heaven and come down. Who has gathered the wind in his fist, who has wrapped up the waters in a garment, who has established all the ends of the earth, who, what is his name and what is his son's name, surely you know. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. Two things that I ask of you, deny them not to me before I die. Too far from me, falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me the food that is needful for me. I read from the New English Standard Version, Proverbs chapter 30, verses 1 to 8.
Good.
And
well done.
Continuing in the English Standard Version, verses 9 through 16. Lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. Do not slander a servant to his master, lest he curse you and you be held guilty. There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. There are those who are clean in their own eyes, but are not washed of their filth. There are those, how lofty are their eyes, how high their eyelids lift. There are those whose teeth are swords, whose fangs are knives, to devour the poor from the earth, the needy from among mankind. The leech has two daughters, give and give. Three things are never satisfied, four never say enough. Sheol, the barren womb, the land never satisfied with water, and the fire that never says enough. That was from the English Standard Version, Proverbs 30, verses 9 through 16.
And I'm reading from the King James Translation, the 30th Proverb, beginning at verse 17. The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out. and the young eagles will eat it. There are three things which are too wonderful for me. Yes, four which I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent on a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a virgin. This is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I have done no wickedness. For three things the earth is perturbed. Yes, for four it cannot bear up. For a servant when he reigns, a fool when he is filled with food, a hateful woman when she is married, and a maidservant who succeeds her mistress. There are four things which are little on the earth, which they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer. The rock badgers are a feeble folk, yet they make their homes in the crags. Okay, let's see, I think that's the end of where I'm reading from. So I've read from verses 17 through 26.
Okay, so I will continue reading from the English Standard Version, Proverbs 30, verses 27 through 32. The locusts have no king, yet all of them march in rank. The lizard you can take in your hands, yet it is in kings' palaces. Three things are stately in their tread. Four are stately in their stride. The lion, which is mightiest among beasts and does not turn back before any. The strutting rooster, the he-goat, and a king whose army is with him. If you have been foolish, exalting yourself, or if you have been devising evil, put your hand on your mouth. For pressing milk produces curds, pressing the nose produces blood, and pressing anger produces strife. That was Proverbs chapter 30, verses 27 through 32 from the English Standard Version.
Well, in reading this proverb, obviously in several different translations, there's much to be gotten here. One of the things that's most prominent in verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. So there's some real wisdom there. First of all, that every word of God is pure, that we can trust his word. And then trusting his word and trusting what he said, that's a shield to us. And of course, don't change his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. Obviously today, lots of people are changing the word of the Lord. Did he really mean this? And what's the first sin that happened in the Garden of Eden when, of course, the serpent came to Eve and said to Eve, did the Lord really say this? So questioning God's word, which there's a difference between saying, Lord, help me to understand, I don't understand. And then questioning it, saying it can't really be true, can't really be the word of the Lord. So I also have always found it every time I've read it, reading about the ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer. I've always found that quite interesting because basically replicates another proverb, Proverbs 6:6. The ants are a people, and you look at ants, you'll see a little ant carrying a big crumb, and they work hard, and they usually work together, and so there's much to be learned from that. I'm not exactly sure what the rock badgers were, what kind of an animal that is. They're a feeble folk, yet they make their homes in the crags. The locusts have no king, yet they all advance in ranks. That's an interesting thing. Locusts have no king. They have no leader. Yet they find it, they're able to advance in ranks. As it comes natural to them and so forth. And of course, for most people, we have to have leadership. We wouldn't just know what to do. Of course, we would if we pay attention to the things of the Lord. I also find it interesting in verse 28, the spider skillfully grasps with his hands and is in king's palaces. One thing that people share, whether you're a poor man or a king, spiders live in the houses of all people. Very interesting statement.
Does it say spider in the King James Version? It says lizard. The English Standard.
Yeah, actually it does say verse 28, spider. And it has been also looked at as it might be lizard.
Normally it makes some a notation here of the different word, but it doesn't actually in this instance. So.
Right. I think the basic implication is to say there are these critters, for example, ants don't just live in poor people's houses, they live in rich people's houses too. So there are many things we share in common. And of course, verse 30, a lion, which is mighty among beasts and does not turn away from any, a greyhound, a male goat also, a king whose troops are with him. And of course, a king whose troops are with him, that's quite powerful. Any other thoughts that you have along the way of this particular proverb?
I like verse 15. The leech has two daughters, give and give.
Yeah.
You know, gimme, gimme. I want. Never satisfied.
Well, and that there is a critter called a leech, but then there are people.
Right.
Who we might describe as being leeches, and what makes them like that? Because all they want is for you to give them and give them. They want to take, but not give. The grave, the barren womb, the earth that is not satisfied with water, and the fire never says enough. Interesting visual there. Any thoughts that you have, Sean, along the way to that? What you read?
Like the locust part.
Yeah. The fact that they don't have to have the king to lead them, that they know what to do.
So I have a question, though. So all except the last two are pretty much attributed to Solomon, right? But then these last two, 30 and 31... It says the words of Agur, son of Jekah, or whatever. And then the last one is the words of King Lemuel.
Right.
So, were these all compiled by Solomon? Or do you think this was, I mean, this was that's pretty much what we believe, right? Solomon wrote most of the Proverbs.
Right.
So these last two, looks like maybe they were written by someone else. And added to the Proverbs,
yeah, and
whether
not,
it be by Solomon or not.
Right, and I'm not exactly sure when they were added. But generally Ecclesiastes and the Book of Proverbs attributed to Solomon that in answer to the Lord, his prayer to the Lord when he said, instead of asking for the heads of his enemies and whatever else, he said, how can I be the king of such a great people except that you give me great wisdom? And see, though he later in his life lost that humility and started to play around with foreign women who led him astray, but at that point in time, and that's a good model for us too, to say, Lord, I'm not asking for the heads of my enemy. I'm not asking for that. Just give me wisdom that I know how to live right. And so that's a humble prayer, and it's the kind of prayer we really need to make. All of us need to make that. Lord, show me how to live right. Show me what your will is. And of course, as it says here, and that we've already discussed, the fact of don't change the word of the Lord. The Lord, word of the Lord came to Solomon and said, okay, I'm impressed. And because you have not asked for wrong things, I'm going to give you things you haven't asked for. I'm going to make you wealthy and wise. Now, some people think, okay, wealthy and wise, what does that mean? But remember, the Lord said, I'm going to make you wealthy in the things of me, and I make you wise in the things of me, not just wise in the way of the world. So, I think it's very beneficial for us to read these things. And as for the churning of milk produces butter, and the wringing the nose produces blood, so the forcing of wrath produces strife. It's interesting imagery there too. Well, any other comments today, briefly? All right. Well, Father, we thank you that we could study your word briefly as it's been. And we know, Holy Spirit, we'd never understand except that you give us that help. We have no desire to change the word of God. We just have desire to understand it better and implement the word of God in everything we do in life. We thank you for that. We glory in your holy name, Jesus. And of course, we continue to pray for our country. We pray for our state. We pray for this region. There's much going on these days, but it's not taking you by surprise, Lord. We know you'll come when you come, and you're going to come soon. You promise that. In the meanwhile, what will we be doing? Be busy about the things that you've called us to, because it's harvest time. We thank you. We praise you, Lord Jesus. In your name, amen. Glory to God.